a belated happy birthday now to pop music icon Jay-Z, who turned 34 on Thursday. Now, Jay-Z says he's ready to retire. At least he's leaving the music business. As a grand finale, he's put out one last record, The Black Album. Music critic Ta-Nehisi Coates offers this review.
During a publicity push for The Black Album, someone asked Jay-Z whether he would have been as highly regarded had his contemporary Biggie Smalls not been killed in February of 1998. Jay-Z admitted that indeed, he may have been second tier had Biggie not been gunned down. But he also noted that if the plus-size rapper Biggie had lived, he likely would only have made Jay-Z a better artist. The conundrum of Jay-Z is that despite being one of the most gifted MCs of his generation, those gifts are only really displayed when he is his most challenged. Released 7 years before his latest, The Black Album, Jay-Z's masterful debut record, Reasonable Doubt, is as beautiful a lyrical homage to the hustler's life as there is, but it's also fueled by a hunger to find a way out.
In due time when crime flees my mind, all sneak thieves and player haters can shine. But until then, I keep the trillion cut diamonds shining brilliant.
Even after Jay-Z's strong first release, everyone from rap newcomers The Lox to respected vets like Mobb Deep publicly questioned his relevance. In 2001, Jay-Z answered his critics with another triumph, his sixth LP, The Blueprint. As much of the album The Blueprint hints at, Jay-Z got his start in the late 80s. Later, he became a protege of hip-hop MC legend Big Daddy Kane. Jay-Z has always shown he's a modern-day artist who came of age in rap's yesteryears. And at its best, Jay-Z's latest release highlights his old-world spirit. But this isn't the old world. Back then, Big Daddy Kane learned from his top-shelf peers, Rakim, Chuck D, and Kool G Rap. Jay-Z hasn't been so fortunate. He hasn't had many qualified peers to push him to excellence. Instead, Jay-Z resigns to revel in his own hedonistic image on The Black Album. The current Neptunes-produced single, Change Clothes, is bubbly and catchy, even if it isn't particularly innovative. Then there is Justify My Thug, an ill-conceived reworking of Madonna's Justify My Love.
I just play the hand I'm dealt. I can't say I've never knelt before God and asked for better cause. Sometimes I know a bell, but I never sat back feeling sorry for myself. If you don't give me heaven, I raise hell till it's heaven.
The Black Album's high points are mostly provided when Jay-Z's unique perspective is paired with less traditional producers. Rick Rubin, architect for early Def Jam record releases, did 99 Problems. The song pulses with energy and stands out against the other ho-hum tracks. Ditto for the Eminem-produced Moment of Clarity. Jay-Z uses Eminem's palette to address the death of his estranged father. Somewhat less honestly, he also grapples with the most pointed criticism of his career, that Jay-Z intentionally buffets his intelligence for record sales.
I dumb down for my audience to double my dollars. They criticize me for it, yet they all yell holler. If skill sold, truth be told, I'd probably be lyric leads, I live quietly.
The Black Album ranks somewhere in the middle of Jay-Z's 9 releases. It flashes the MC's unquestionable talent, but is content to not do much with it. And that's sad, because Jay-Z is a definitive voice of his generation. Jay-Z's beauty was always in how he made the difficult look even more difficult. His cadence was unorthodox and occasionally offbeat, yet somehow he crammed each bar with thoughts and images that would dazzle. When you listened to Jay-Z, you knew that while it may come easy for him, it would never again come that easy for you, me, or anyone else after.
I am a rap representer, oh, summer the winner, oh, dead or alive, 24/7, 365.
Critic Ta-Nehisi Coates writes for The Village Voice in New York. Day-to-Day's a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.